Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
up to Bishop's Rock off the English coast in 3 days, 10 hours, and 40 minutes, the liner United States established a new Atlantic speed record, July 6, 1952. Cheering crowds at Southampton hailed the American ship that had clipped 10 hours from the transatlantic mark set by Britain's own Queen Mary. Then westbound, the United States knifing through the Atlantic for her second record crossing. It was noted by the builders of the ship that in the event of necessity for emergency conversion to military service, the United States could transport 14,000 men, or virtually a full division, 10,000 miles without putting into port for food, fresh water, or fuel. But for the crew and officials and passengers aboard the liner, the greatest moment was now at hand. The United States was reaching Ambrose Lightship outside New York with the Blue Riband of the Atlantic, having made the return trip in a record 3 days, 12 hours, 12 minutes. Saluting the ship whose maiden voyage shattered Atlantic speed marks going over and coming back. Turn of the century and beyond, Great Britain and Germany dominated leadership in fast Atlantic crossings. Now, for the first time in almost 100 years, the speed crown was claimed by the Stars and Stripes. New York, home port for many of the greatest ships on the oceans, really put on a show.
Good afternoon and welcome to America's Disabled Veterans in Action. I'm Dr. George Anderson, and I apologize for late arrival today. We have had a week here in L.A. It's been the L.A., California region. It's been fairly chilly because we're going through an El Nino year. That being said, our Brooklyn Navy Yard lines are now open, 347-884-8078, 347-884-8078. I am going to be talking about just a few things. Looks like that we've avoided a government shutdown out of Washington. We have a agreement on the table, and that agreement is two competing bills between the House and Senate. And over the weekend, they are supposed to be passing momentarily now a budget that will allow us to be able to move forward in avoidance of a governmental shutdown for the next year until September. See you in September. That being said, that is what is coming out of Washington today. The other thing that's on the political front, what did you guys think of the GOP convention? Because, you know, I heard a lot of saber rattling. I heard a lot of saber rattling going on. Not one of these buffoons has ever served in the military. But they got a lot of nerve telling you who they're going to send where and why they're going to do it. These men have no experience at war. And if you will have noticed on the Facebook page, for which I'm very thankful, that we are approaching 31,000, you would notice that there were several postings of generals and admirals who are coming out against the fact of the matter that if certain people are to win, and I'm talking about on the right, that we're going to see a mass exit from the military. So we have been attempting to deal with the issues that we're having here. We are looking for understanding of helping to bring people about what it's like to go to war, because I don't think that when these men sit up there and talk about that they want to do all the fighting that they intend to do, they forget that war costs in human lives. And oftentimes when you have people that don't serve in the military, you have people that don't really actually realize the cost of war. You know, the very fact of the matter is Donald Trump's children have never served in the military, so he's quick to send someone else's kid off to war to defend his point of view and his point of economics. Chris Christie, all the rest of them, I would say, with the exception of Lindsey Graham. I still like the way that Lindsey Graham has a some common sense appointment to some of the policy that he's suggesting that we follow. You know, and he's always been, since he's been in the Senate, he's been one of the most astute political advisors on foreign policy to come out of the Senate. I mean, I don't envy Lindsey Graham's record on civil rights or anything like that, being that he is the gentleman from South Carolina. But I will say that I will let you know that when we have had to take foreign policy advice, he's been more accurate than not. And it's because of that experience and because of his military experience that I think that he's the most qualified and untalked about on that side of the aisle. That being said, I think we need to try to get him to the airwaves to come and talk to us, and let's see what he has to say, because we may be able to have someone that understands something from the commitment, our commitment to service. Well, our Brooklyn Navy Yard call-in number is 347-884-8078, 347-884-8078. That's number one, number two on that side. And then on the last side, on the downside, we're going to, you know, Friday, we always talk about the medical advantages of medical marijuana, and I was looking at the fact of the matter, I was looking at a sativa. And it's amazing what you get from the reactions of a sativa, especially when you're trying to deal with pain. It's not heavy a lot of times in CBD, but the THC, which allows the sense of being able to go forward and to do the things that we need to do in a state of happiness, alleviation of stress, to carry on a reasonable discussion. So I was looking at the sour diesel. Now, sour diesel is not something that's going to leave you with a couch high. It is a it is a sativa that leaves you up. It leaves you able to deal with your pain. You're not going to fall asleep. But you will find relief for anxiety, pain relief, and overall improvement of your disposition. It is not like a granddaddy purple, which would be an indica, which would leave you with a body tiredness. You know, the worst you're going to come down here with is the side of munchies, maybe. We talk about the sativas because we need to make sure that we're able to do the things that we need to get done during the day. And sometimes you don't always want to have a body high that leaves you wanting to go to sleep, because we do have lives. Whether you are traveling or you're doing work and need to be able to concentrate, sour diesel has always been way go-to for a good standard of using medical marijuana. It's relied on for pain management and also for depression, PTSD, MSD, things of that like. I can also tell you that with use with my mother on sour diesel, it was good for her with atypical Parkinson and associated dementia. So it was able to get her to calm down enough, because oftentimes our elders get rattled because they lose the ability to articulate their words. And in order to articulate the words, rather than they start shaking and they want to say something, but they stop because they have lost the words. I gave my mother the opportunity, because she would always tell me, "You and that wacky wee." And when she said it that one time, and I was like, "Well, hey, have you ever tried it?" She's like, "No." As elderly, at that time she was 82 years old. And at 82 years old, you're old enough to decide what it is, what's good for you and what's bad for you. So I said, "Well, what are you waiting for? Are you afraid something bad's going to happen? Have you ever seen me do anything?" She said no. So she tried it. About half hour after she tried it, my mother was able to talk and told some of the best stories that we had heard in years. I mean, really just got a lot off of her chest. So, you know, I see the fact that these things are something that come up. And it's something that we can talk about if you want to call in on this Friday. Lately, we've been getting a lot of requests for handouts. And the thing is that I'm very sorry, this corporation is run on a 501c3 type this situation where we're still pending, but we're waiting to get everything together. And it never really comes together because we've had very, very, very few donations. Usually the voices on this air have brought about our contribution. And that's how we're able to meet the goals and the needs of our men and women who are waiting on us to come out or come forward with news and information. We're doing in excess of 100 few thousand people we're trying to do what we can to help each other. You know, because we've been able to do whatever we can in order to make sure that we're able to bring you news and information. And one moment. We've been attempting to we've been attempting to make sure that we are here to bring sufficient voice to the media of veterans' issues daily. And it's not easy, folks, because we've got often people who don't understand the sacrifice that's given to everyone. And we can't let that be our stopping point. We have to speak up. We must speak up. We must do better for our community by speaking up. You know, when you have people that want to send and tell us that they're going to send us to war because they want to be commander-in-chief, I'm not trying to stop you from running for commander-in-chief, but I think that you do have to understand that we do not do well with giving out we do not do well with giving out to just anyone in the Congress or anyone in the White House that just thinks that you can send men and women off to war and think that it is not fraught with always apparent and that human life that is lost, whether or we've been in a perpetual state of war. So that human life that's lost almost every day, that does count for something. And the men and women that go off have a right to come, be able to expect that they can come back home to their family, and this government has defaulted on that payment a number of times. So we want very much to be able to share with you the things that really, really matter regarding our health care, you know, I mean, and our ability to just maintain. We owe it to one another, and that is to make sure that these candidates understand that we have to do what we can to make sure that we can do even better. You know, so we have to do a better job of making sure that our men and women are aware that we can do so much better than what we're doing. We owe us that much more. Well, folks, we come to the end of about another week. I am looking forward to a full week next week. We will be having a show on Thursday, as it is Christmas Eve, and we will even have one on Christmas Day. So, you know, just because the men and women, reason why we're doing the show on Christmas Day is just because we have men and women that are out at sea, overseas, they can't get home. And, you know, the veteran suicide rate goes up during the The veteran suicide rate goes up during the Christmas holidays and the holiday period. So we tend to try to show up so that we can together make a difference in one person's life, because if we save one, then we've done a great deal. I think that in the next week, we should be having a deal and hopefully the president signing a bill that will keep the government ongoing. We deserve to have a more responsive government and to have a Congress that will do a better job and not go on so much of a spending spree with defense, but will help to reinvest in our nation some of the things that we need done here. We have a lot of things that still need to be done for our men and women in uniform and the men and women who have served, who are collecting on the honor debt. I'd like to remind everybody in the Los Angeles region, there is a stand down going on Saturday and Sunday at the Los Angeles Convention Center. Do try to attend if you have any issues, immediate issues. If you're homeless, you need clothing. They have veterinary care, employment opportunities, might even also ride, and they feed you. They allow you to stay overnight. So we have to do whatever we can to make sure that we are able to do the things that need to happen for the men and women at hand. Well, folks, we've reached the end of another week. I want to thank everybody for following us on Facebook and Twitter. I will be back on Monday afternoon. And we'll be looking out for you until then. We are here Monday through Friday as a public service for public, nonprofit for public benefit corporation. We try to bring you a middle of the road point of view and just deal with strictly veterans issues. One other thing, folks, I don't mean to sound cruel, but we do not post Facebook postings. I mean, GoFundMe postings. We help the whole community. Please realize that this is a place that is a nonprofit, and we do need your help. So that being said, I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in, and we will be back on Monday with a full podcast full of information and the latest of the latest. Have a good evening, folks.
It's coming.